I have some fantastic dates coming up that I want you to attend. I will give you a high five on the house, and the winks are free. March 15th, one of my favorite cities in my favorite country, Austin, Texas. We will all be at Esther's Follies at 10 p.m. with Alonzo Bowden, Eliza Schlesinger, myself, and Baron Vaughn. It's kind of like a fun family get-together for the Sideshow Network. We're all going to do stand-up for you, and I hope you come out. It's for South by Southwest, and it's sponsored by CISO, which is becoming one of my favorite comedy destinations. So if you're in Austin, Texas, or within 1,000 miles and you have a lot of espresso, come down. I'm also going to be at the Cleveland Improv, April 6th through the 10th, around that area, second weekend. Because my baby is supposed to be being born March 29th. We'll see if he comes out at that time. I will also be at the Chicago Improv, also in April, more towards the end. Can't remember the dates. And then Kansas City, I'm coming live at you. Stanford and Sons. Don't know the dates either, but it's April. And fortunately for you, you have something called a Google machine where you can find out anything you want to know about this great world. And I always love to hear from you in email format. So hit me up at whydidn'ttheylaugh@gmail.com. Give me some new info. I love information. Just tell me what you feel, what you love. And if you send me a video telling me what you don't understand about your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, I will be very, very grateful. I'm making another documentary about love. And because I'm also writing a book about it, about conflict management, you know, how to like get out of the zone where people are fighting for no reason. So if you send me those videos of you, I will be so happy. I will do whatever you want. I will send you something nice in the mail, or I'll give you a nice deep hug when I see you. The word deep made it weird, didn't it? A nice deep hug. I'm going to get deep in there. So, again, March 15th, Austin, Texas, South by Southwest, sponsored by CISO, Esther Follies, 10 p.m., and then the Chicago Improv, Stanford and Son, and the Cleveland Improv in April. And when you see me at one of those shows, bring money, because I will be a dad. So, yeah, just come support the Big Bear and email me the videos and your thoughts and opinions. And I will also be appearing on Rev Run and Tyrese's own show, on the OWN network called It's Not You, It's Men. I think it's next week, but it's pretty funny. I play a driver. I am a Uber driver, and couples in the backseat don't realize it, but I'm making them fall the fucking love. So check that out. Much love. Oh, subscribe, rate, comment on this. That stuff matters. I was going to read some of the cool comments we've gotten recently, because I really do appreciate that you guys are doing that for us. But my phone is home because there's a big fire alarm in the building and I had to get here, so I don't have access to the interweb. And to be honest with you, it's given me a real sense of peace because the noise has gone down. But that's also because I'm on heroin. I'm just kidding. I'm not. I love you guys. Peace. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin, and I'm coming in a little hot today because I was sitting on our couch, my wife and I, watching some great Jeopardy, some really good matches, and then the fire alarm went off, and we have three dogs, and she's 9 months pregnant. So we had to walk down 15 flights of stairs, and then I realized I didn't have my phone or my wallet. So she gave me her car to come here so I'm not late, but I don't have any phone or anything. I got nothing, but I'm driving around her Mini Cooper, which is fun because I'm 6'7", so I look like a goddamn clown. And this is an interesting thing about the Mini Cooper is that may be our car soon, because she's quitting to raise the kid, which isn't quitting, that's starting motherhood, which I'm very into. She's into it. She wants to stay home with the kid. I am all about that. But got to make some sacrifices, so I may bail on my car and just Uber it so I can get back into drinking, and then I'll drive the Mini Cooper during the day. So I will become a circus clown climbing out of a tiny car. But that's what you do for love, God damn it. And I don't even think there was a fire. I think someone pulled the damn alarm. There's a lot of strung out Asians. Marina Del Rey, California. A lot of cool vibes. I have a great guest today. Very excited to have him. Michael Loftus, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I was just waiting to jump in. That's just a great... Already, you're just off to the races. Just out of the gate, hot. Just
yeah, no, hot. I come in hot. I land the plane in fourth gear.
I like that. There's no, like, ramp up to that. Let's just hit, fourth gear and go.
I'm like, hey, my name's
so
Owen, doggy style.
So much information. Finger in your butt.
Yeah.
So the Mini Cooper, that's the one car you have?
Well, I have an SUV myself, but...
You got to lose the Mini Cooper, dude.
She just signed a lease, a three-year lease, and so we hit our guy to see what the brake fee would be, and it would be $6,000 to get out of the lease.
Ouch.
So, we may just mini it for a bit and just see what happens.
Well, when is the little baby coming?
2 weeks?
No, dude. You're not going to want to do it.
With the Mini Cooper?
You can't do a Mini Cooper.
Well, we have my car until... Well, I still have a lease till July.
Okay.
So we're good.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. Well, there's no problem at all there.
Right, but after I'm out.
This is a very, very exciting time. I have two kids.
Any advice?
I have two boys. Here's the thing. Have fun tonight. Have fun. Party like crazy. Sleep in. Sleep the F in.
Yeah.
And then when you get up tomorrow and you think, I've slept too much, sleep some more.
Right. And then get like a nice 8-window jerk session going with porn because I'll never be able to porn.
That is
true. I'll never be able to see porn again. I thought about that recently. I was like, oh my God, this may be it for me.
No, trust me, there'll be porn again. There will always be porn again.
Yes. Was that the porn again? Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a Southern porn again.
Yeah, there will definitely be porn again in your life.
You have a podcast coming out. Is it new?
Yeah, it's relatively new. It's I've done like a handful of episodes of it. It's called The Loftus Party.
I love it. I can't wait to get into it. Yeah,
it's a really good time.
The Loftus Party.
Yeah, it's politics. It's pop culture. It's
Dive in.
Yeah.
By the way, have you been watching House of Cards?
I don't watch the House of Cards.
House of Cards is so good. It's crazy this year.
Is this the final year? Is Kevin Spacey now the president?
He is the president, but they're doing a classic American stretch where once it gets the ratings, it's now what's going to happen now? Because I know that I watched the British version and it's much different. So spoiler:
there's a British version of
House
of Cards?
Yeah, and it starts off almost identical, and then it just goes off the rails because ours got so much more popular and in depth.
Yeah.
But it starts off, it's the House of Commons and it's the identical thing. He like looks at the camera, he's always looking at the camera and like being devious, very Shakespearean. But I mean, it's so real now. I think that that's one of the reasons people don't trust politicians anymore is that show.
Well, that show and years of being lied to of politicians, right?
Right. But they didn't know they were being lied to. Like once you see the back room, and you see all the backroom antics, even if it's dramatized, you're like, it's kind of like 24 helped us have a black president. Because we're like, that's what that would look like. That's fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because normally, I remember when Brobama came out on a Sunday night to tell us that Osama bin Laden had been shot.
Yeah.
Right. I was on the road. I was doing stand up. I'm coming back to the hotel and the president's on and it's friggin' Sunday night. Right. And the president doesn't talk on a Sunday night.
No.
Just like out of nowhere.
He only does Thursday through Saturdays.
He doesn't do Sundays.
He doesn't do morning radio.
So it's Sunday night and the president is talking unannounced and everybody's glued to the TV. And I'm like, here we go. We're about to get hit by a meteor. You know, this is like the apocalypse, the Armageddon, because that's the only time we have a black president every movie. It's always like a meteor is about to hit the earth.
That's true. What the hell's up with that? They're always like, this is the end of the world.
And so it's Sunday night. And I'm like, here we go. Right. Our first black president. And he's going to be on watch when the actual meteor hits. And then he's like, we killed Osama bin Laden. I'm like, oh,
that's awesome.
You could have done that tomorrow.
Yeah. That's a Monday move.
That didn't have. Yeah. That didn't have to be like right now. Like he just got back. He was like he just got back and cleaned off his buck knife. And he's like, he's dead, everybody.
It's almost like when you get in that zone where you tweet everything you think, don't like write it down first. He's just sending out info. He's like, it's shot. He just got shot. Literally just got shot.
I got it. Me and SEAL Team 6 just got back. He's dead, everybody. And then America partied like crazy.
Dude, SEAL Team 7 was just at the bar just pounding ass. because they didn't have to get called up yet.
Right.
Seals. Dude, have you ever partied with the SEALs?
No, I have not.
Have you ever done Virginia Beach Funny Bone?
Yes, I have.
That's such a SEAL area.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like afterwards, whenever I'd like hang out after and meet the crowd, two different weekends, it would just be the SEALs like, we got a party. And it was just, I'm around these like alpha legends. I felt so safe. I literally could just like kick someone in the chin and I'd feel fine. Because these dudes are literally just like, all we do is drink coffee and wrestle. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do that.
You know what gets SEALs killed?
What's that?
Overconfidence.
You think?
Yeah. They go out on the battlefield. They're so just like wound up, totally trained, killing machine, awesome people. They have like an objective. They go in, they take it, and they're like, yeah, let's keep going. We're SEALs. And then they get overconfident, and then something happens.
They just keep pushing. Yeah. It's like Lance Armstrong, the heart of the winner.
That's right.
I feel bad for Lance Armstrong.
You know what? Here's some horse shit.
The top 150 were doing the same thing as him?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's horse shit.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And then Sharapova today, the tennis player.
Yeah.
The smoking hot female tennis player. She's on a medication for her heart that has been legal in tennis for the last 10 years. A couple months ago, they made it illegal, and nobody hipped her to that. And she's like, okay, well, I have this heart medication. They're like, you're a drug-using athlete.
Right.
And she got in all kinds of trouble. And Nike and her sponsors dropped her like a hot potato.
They're like, Sharanova.
Right?
No, I know this drug thing is Neva. This drug thing is silly.
It really is.
It's just so silly. It's like, how do you determine what? Like, I've in the last maybe 6 months, I've kind of had a reemergence with weed.
Yeah,
not that strong. Like, just awesome, like awesome shit. That's just not a drug to me.
Wow,
it's just a way to like deflate your ego and just feel really connected to shit.
You're a really, really lucky dude.
I know.
My weed days are in the rear view mirror, dude.
You still got to do the porn. You got to do those self-hating like basement jerks. Like those weird like, I hope no one hears me. Not one of those sprawled out 8 window going like you're just hunting new categories. You're not even trying to come anymore. You're just really appreciating some new talent. You're like all about storyline. You start thinking about like the cinematography, you know, why they're shooting the back of the balls, like how that made the final cut. You know, these are things.
Isn't that horrible when you find yourself drifting off into that when you're looking at internet porn and you're just like, why did they make that move? Why did the camera guy do that?
It's like you just ruined the whole scene.
Like, am I such a delicate self-pleasurer that I have to like, that takes me out of it, right?
Yeah.
Am I like such like a connoisseur?
Yeah, like when I was a kid, I used to jerk off to like lightning. And now I have to have like the right angle
when
and the
I
right
was a
setup.
Kid, I could hump a tree stump. Nowadays, I need a Steven Spielberg movie, dang it.
I could come just thinking about hope and future shit. You know, just getting out of my town used to make my cock hard. But now I got out of my town and I'm driving a Mini Cooper and I can't come.
And I got a baby on the way. Dude, you're never going to sleep again.
I might just make another one real quick.
That's what I did.
I think that's
Boom.
The move.
Because
Amy's never been happier. She's
Irish
so happy
twins.
Pregnant. She's like, loves it.
Yeah. It's my wife, a delightful pregnancy.
Delightful. We've never fought less. We like don't even argue. It's crazy.
Right? It's great.
And we used to fight like maniacs.
Now wait for that Grinch moment, dude.
What happens?
When you find out how much love you are capable of as a human being. Like right now, you're walking around on planet Earth and you married your wife. And like, you're like, wow, I love her.
Yeah.
And you think you know what love is. Then that child is going to arrive. And some shit in your heart and your brain is just going to snap. And you'll be gobsmacked.
Really?
It is unreal. And you can tell people and you can talk about it till the cows come home. But until it happens, it is the craziest shit ever. I think it's like how God just programs our brain. I don't know if like there's like an invisible molecule.
Oh,
that
there
happens,
for sure is.
But man, oh man. Like I do this joke in my act, you know, like people like, you know, I'd say this is my buddy Todd. I'll take a bullet for Todd. And I'm like, bullshit. You won't take a bullet for Todd. You went to high school with him.
Right.
If some guy came in, just pat, 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 you'd like use Todd as a fucking human shield.
Yeah, totally.
Right. But if somebody came in for my kids, I would totally block. Right. Like without thinking, hopefully I would shoot back. You know,
yeah.
I'd be a badass and things go slow motion. Like,
you're like, you wouldn't take a magic bullet for Todd.
Right.
The blender.
Right. Yeah. And most nights I would take a bullet for my wife too.
Yeah.
But there are those evenings I might just Matrix out of the way. And yeah. Be like, eh, you got her.
I'd always take a flesh wound with her, but I'd take a lethal shot if she was being pleasant. And if she's not being pleasant, I would try to negotiate with the gunman and then, you know, see what happens.
I'd definitely take one to the shoulder.
Easily.
You know, it's a bang. Oh, see there, honey. I did it. I did it. I love you so much.
I actually kind of want to. I kind of want to stage one just so I can get that all. Like, at that point, I'd win every argument for life.
That's right. See that scar, honey? I think I'm right.
She's like, did you just run 10 miles and lie down in our bed without showering? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe this bullet hole can tell you.
Did you switch us from Dish TV to DirecTV? Yeah. Yeah, I did.
I did.
Me and Mr. Bullet Hole.
Yeah, me and Mr. Bullet Hole are about to watch our 8 windows of different types of porn in front of your family.
Get your mother in here. Tell her to stop crying.
Yeah, tell them all to not look at me in the eye and respect the champion that took a flesh wound for their daughter.
Ah, fantastic. I'm happy, man. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. I'm happy.
It's a great thing.
It's exciting.
No,
I'm really
in
love with her. And
you're going to be in the room. You're going to see the whole thing. You guys have taken the classes.
Yeah, unless I get like a very low-paying gig, then I have to leave. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, I got a one-nighter.
No, I'm definitely going to be there. Very, very excited about it.
It's great. It's great. It's great. It's great. It's great.
Do you have sons or daughters?
I got two boys.
Two boys.
Yeah.
When they're born, did you take a wean look and be like, please let it not be shitty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then they did the circumcision thing.
Yeah.
And that was just brutal, man.
I don't think I'm snipping my guys.
I thought I was going to punch a nurse. Don't do it.
I don't think he's getting snipped.
I don't know.
It depends. If he's got like a lot, like, I don't know. I've never seen a baby's dick. But if it's like an off-putting like amount of, I don't know.
Don't Google it.
Yeah, I don't want to. It just seems very, it seems very intense. Just like cutting part of your dick off.
The whole thing's intense. It's not real until the kid arrives. You're just like, wow, my wife is really putting on weight. Wow, she's kind of moody. Wow, there's a big lump on her stomach.
Yeah.
Wow, the lump
moves
occasionally.
She hasn't gotten her period in 7 months.
Yeah, wow, she's really just eating a lot of food with me. This is great. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's a baby. Like, oh, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then it's
do you get really
like,
protective?
Oh, my God.
Just crazy, right?
Oh, dude. Like, I had my kids.
Compare it to a dog. I'm very protective of my dogs. I have 3 dogs. I'm very close to them. Is it similar or is it more intense?
More intense.
Jesus.
More intense.
I can't imagine more intense than
that. Because they put the kid on this. It's almost,
I take a flesh
it's almost like out of Braveheart, you know? They take your baby. They make sure everything's normal and you got 10 fingers and 10 toes and all this stuff. And then they don't want the kid to move at all when they take off the foreskin.
Right.
So they put him on this board and the kid, it's like he's just into the world and like crying like mad. And you're like, okay, is the doctor going to be in here like right now to do this? Leave the kid there. Listen, nurse got real snotty with me. Just the doctor be right in. Just leave him there. And I'm like, okay, this
the
is
nurse is being snotty?
Yeah. And this is my kid. It's my first son.
You find like, you just cracked her in the mouth.
Oh,
and you're
I was ready to go.
That's what happens when you talk to a man like that. And then you're like, oh, wait, this isn't 1971. And then you pretend you're a time traveler.
Right. And then I light a cigarette and have a big drink of scotch. This is the best hospital ever.
People used to smoke in hospitals.
Yeah. Because they were awesome and they were powerful.
God damn it.
And they weren't allergic to peanuts.
Let's make America great again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's have smoking in
hospitals. What do you think is what's happening with politics and comedy, how they're switching places? My theory, comedians are now the serious ones and politicians tour and tell jokes.
Well, it's really what they've always done. I mean, if you look back, like Will Rogers made a boatload of money making fun of politics. They've always been bad. I read this biography of flipping John Adams, you know.
That's a good point. It has always been shit.
It has. And people like, this has reached a new low.
Right.
Politics has reached a bullshit.
Why are people like that, you think? You think because they want their lives to matter? Everything changes?
Yeah.
It's tough to admit that nothing really changes. That's like a tough realization to be like, the seasons don't give a shit about your lifespan.
Right.
You know?
Right. And nobody, and like, we make these, like, I guess you could say we went to the moon and that was kind of a big thing, but we haven't been back.
Yeah.
You know? Can we please go back to the moon? I mean, seriously, my phone, the phone that I hold in my hand has access to the sum of the world's knowledge.
Right.
We should be on the flipping moon. Those guys didn't have computers.
Do you think they all whacked off and now there's just floating jizz? And everyone's like, don't go back to the moon. It's like, why? It's like, dude, Armstrong whacked a lot.
You
and
have
that
to
shit
know.
Is floating
you have
around.
To know somebody did it. You have to know somebody's hard.
Somebody's
been banging on the space station, right?
Constant. Because when you're in high stress situations, Like, even just being in the Middle East, no porn, nothing. I was just constantly whacking off. Because, like, the threat of death, there's something in your... Even though we weren't really going to die, we're on bases and shit. But
yeah.
That feeling of, like, oh, I could die, it makes you just want to get seed out. Where you're like, yeah, I just got to plant some of this shit before
I
die.
See, I wonder if that's a really, really weird thing. Because I used to have this sexual fantasy for the longest time, and I could never convince my wife to do it. And what I wanted to do was that Pamploma, the running of the bulls thing.
Right.
Right? Just, like, me and my wife... just in there with the group of people, and like the bulls are coming. It's like death is like chasing us. Just run, 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 run.
Right.
And then like we just duck into an alley and just sprinkle, dunka, 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 dunka.
That would definitely get you rock.
Oh my Lord. That was like the best. And it'll never happen now. It'll never happen now. My wife, like, we're never going to do that. We have children. We can never do that.
You could just
like. Once upon a time, she entertained the notion.
You should just like jump off of like a very small step ladder into like a bush and then just pound. Like just some sort of, because that's what they call, Shakespeare called the orgasm, the little death.
Well, isn't that what it is? Isn't that what the French word is?
Yeah, little Shakespeare death. Actually made yeah. that fucking bitch up.
Shakespeare made up the word little, orgasm?
Little death. He kept calling coming little death. And it's because it's like the closest you're going to be to dying, if you think about it.
That's a game you should play on your podcast, Shakespeare or the Bible?
That's a good one.
There's a lot of quotes that people think are in the
or
Bible.
Or Dimitri Martin. It's Shakespeare, the Bible, or Dimitri Martin. Like, which one is more grammatically aloof?
And let there be light. Dimitri Martin.
That was Dimitri Martin. He was doing a corporate event for Microsoft, but it was a little different.
Yeah.
So tell me about a joke that you've had that hasn't worked. And did you figure it out?
Oh, yeah. I figured it out, like, right away. Here's a joke that didn't work. And it was right after the tsunami, right? This was just way too soon. It was just
tsunami.
Way too soon.
Yeah.
The tsunami, like, killed a boatload of people.
Lots of people.
Probably really nice people who didn't deserve
probably
it
some rapists, too, though.
Probably some bad guys died.
Yeah, like, that tsunami killed some child rapists.
But I couldn't get past the photographer. And I have this weird thing. Like, I don't like photographers that much. I think they're all doing it to try to get girls.
Well, Instagram kind of ruined it for everyone. Because it showed how easy it was. You're like, oh, you pick one of the filters? Like, way to go, guy.
So this photographer had married like this model, like this supermodel girl. Remember, he died and she lived, right? She was in a palm tree and he died. And so they were on their honeymoon. And the joke to me, and I unfortunately did it on stage, is like, you know, this guy, he thinks she's great, but she's probably just dumb. She's probably just dumb, and he thinks, I can make it, I can make it. And
right.
then he gets married to her, and he's like, oh, man, this marriage was a mistake. Then they're on the honeymoon, they've had sex, and like, there's not even that appeal anymore because
right.
he's been there, done that. And he's lying in bed thinking, please, God, just do anything. Just get me out
just
of this.
Just get me out of this.
And then God sent a tsunami, and the audience was just like, oh, just like hatred.
Really?
Just hatred, yeah.
That's like that movie, The Comeback, or no, The Heartbreak Kid meets an action movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just want out of this like new marriage and here comes a wave.
Yeah. So that was the
I like that.
That one stands out as like, and I just knew.
And people were just like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And I told
But see, to me, that's not very offensive. It's like, how does that offend anyone?
It was just way too soon. Like tens of thousands of innocent people were no longer on the planet.
Yeah, but you're
and I was
not,
like being cavalier and telling a joke about
but
it.
But that's your job. Like your job, like our job is literally to take people's tragedy and be cavalier about it. There's bully comedy, which I'm not into, where you're like singling out some person who's like having a shitty experience and they'll probably, you know, you make them feel bad or some shit. But if you're just doing like a joke, you know, the day after 9/11 in New York, I saw a comic do a bit about how he had a date and Osama bin Laden's a cock block. It was like maybe 9/14, 2001,
oh,
this joke
man.
Was going. And people were loving it because you're in New York. It's like, yeah, you spread the pain out, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that's like, that's actually like a hero move, you know, doing that. Like, take that terrorist. I'm just going to tell jokes about you.
Yeah. And the crowd maybe didn't want to admit that the model probably was dumb. And so was the photographer.
You know what? I probably should have set it up more. If I would have set up her dumbness going in, I probably could have saved the joke.
Yeah, or maybe, and then it turns out he was dumb because he didn't climb the tree.
That's the twist.
Yeah, that's when you realize that it's actually not, yeah, it's like the guy is the dumb one, where he's like, oh, this chick can't, she thinks that there's the letter T in pizza, you know, like she thinks that there's trifocals for your glasses. Like, I asked her who the president was. She said, of the world. Actually, these are all true stories from a girl I dated once.
Really?
Yeah. And then, but then she's like, wave. And she climbs a tree and the photographer's like, I'm just going to take a picture, Katie. And then he fucking dies. So that is a good ending to that little story.
Yeah. There you go. We saved it.
Did you save the joke or did you tweak it or
no,
you just bailed?
No, I have this thing where, like, most of my material I work out on stage. I have, like, little notes. Like, I know I want to talk about this. I know I want to talk about that. I don't have, like, these finely crafted, like, Jerry Seinfeld bits.
Yeah, yeah,
you
no,
know?
Yeah.
I'm not like a George Carlin where, you know, oh, I gotta put this there and I gotta use wasn't there. And no, I'm just on
Yeah, you're
stage,
concept driven.
Of, yeah, I'm
you're,
just
You're
blabbing.
Intrinsic.
I'm blabbing.
I like my tsunami joke was, did you hear a tiramisu killed all those Asian people? That was it. It was just a spelling joke. About the fucking stupid silent T. That was my big one.
What was the man? I had a Fukushima power plant joke, but
what caused Gilbert Godfrey probably like what a couple $1 million?
Oh yeah, that was his.
That sucks.
But man, oh man, just talking about culturally how we suck, you know? Because that Fukushima power plant, it's highly radioactive, and the I guess the people who run the power plant went to the employees like, we gotta shut this thing down. And whoever goes in there, it's a death sentence. And, like, everybody raises their hand. I'll do it. I'll save the village. And I'm like, we suck. If that happened in America.
Oh, my God.
We'd be like, can't we send a robot?
Yeah.
Come on. We got to have a robot.
They'd be like, you definitely are not picking the black people. And then a hashtag emerges.
You are getting so sued.
Yeah, you're getting sued. But, yeah, Fukushima, that was crazy. Do you think that there's a thing about Northeastern Americans that make fun of crazy shit? I'm starting to think that.
Like what? Like I need
like
an
I
example.
Think that, okay, like I just, I, growing up, we always just ripped on each other and strangers. Like that's how you showed affection.
Yeah.
And so like I would rip on, and it just seems like the cold white people with no money usually are just like they show affection with brutality. Like, you know, Russians, Irish people. It's always just like, your fucking mom's a whore. And then you're like, oh, cool, let's drink. And then there's some cultures that aren't like that. And I think that's one of the driving forces of the PC movement is that they don't understand jokes. Like that you just rip, like I grew up, you just rip on anything that makes you different.
Yeah.
So anything, like literally your pinky, your mom died. Like that's on the table for jokes.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, so you can't make fun of an Asian's eyes now?
No.
It's
no.
Like, why? You can make fun of Kenny's big head.
Did you have a slow kid in your neighborhood?
Me. No, there's slow kids everywhere. I mean, that was before autism was really a thing. It was like everyone's saying autism's going up. It's just they're now just calling it autism.
Yeah.
It used to just be called like wacky or stay away from that kid.
Yeah, he's a goofball.
You're like, oh, he's shitting in the urinal. Now it's like, oh, he's got a disease. It's not his fault. Or it's not our fault, Terry.
I don't know if it helps us as a country or if it hurts us. I think ultimately it's a bad thing. I think ultimately
what, the political correct thing?
The politically correct
Oh, it's horrible.
Thing, yeah.
It's what created Trump.
Well, in a way...
Because I totally understand Trump supporters. They want to see it burn. They just don't give a fuck. Everyone's trying to appeal to them with logic where it's like, did you see him contradict himself? They're like, fuck it. Because it's like they're pushed. Poor white people have ways of blowing off steam. Religion, guns, joking.
Yeah.
All been taken. They like to shoot guns. They like religion. And they like to make fun of shit. And all those things, it's not like, oh, you're a hunter, you're a fucking coward as people are eating meat that they buy in a grocery store. It's like, oh, you believe in the Bible. It's like, yeah, you believe in money. That's the same fiction. Like, it's just, it's like fiction's created that become itself after you just create the fiction. Money's the same thing as fucking religion. I see no difference whatsoever in it.
Have you ever been to Israel?
No.
Go.
Why?
You'll change your view on religion. It's like this thing, when you have a kid, it will change you. And you go to Israel, it will change you.
Will it make
you.
Me more pro or more against religion? Like, what is it?
I don't know. It definitely made me more pro.
Pro?
It definitely
I've
made
always
me
been
more.
Pro.
Because,
I don't think
like,
that
the Bible, you know, you read the Bible and you're like, okay, yeah, it's a book and I've read books and these are stories and these are parables and blah, 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 blah. And then there's something really weird when you go to Israel and you're like, that's where that dude stood. Like, a real dude stood on that freaking hill. Something must have happened. And you see these it's like something must have happened. There's like a reality to it once when you see the land. It's really weird.
And also the thing about religion is even if something didn't actually happen, believing in it makes it real in a way.
Well, and then
it's like algebra. It's a variable. You're just like, well, if we listen to our past and all these parables that definitely aren't all literal, but it's like it's a way of just forming a community and a morality, and it's something to do on the weekends and a reason to high five people and give money to poor people. It's like not a bad thing.
And there's helpful hints from the Lord God, like in the Old Testament, like the Jewish people were told and they just didn't question, like, hey, you want to keep your dairy over here? You want to keep your meat over here? You want to keep this? Don't let these things touch. OK, don't let them touch. And the Jews are like, OK, we'll do it. That's what God said to do. Now, in the meantime, the Romans are crisscross applesauce, making everything crazy, not being kosher. Bacteria builds up on
Hep
their plates.
Hep C.
They're dying like
Hep D. Hep F.
They're dying like flies, and they look around like, why aren't the Jews dying?
I know. They're like,
well,
why is
God gave them the secret information?
Why does Caligula have a fucking worm in his brain? And that's that whole Jewish kind of OCD vibe. Very helpful before refrigeration.
Lots of helpful hints. The Bible is full of like, hey, let's be nice to everybody. You know, the Bible pretty much is don't give anyone a reason to kill you.
Right.
That's pretty much my short version of it. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't look at your buddy's wife.
Don't,
you know,
don't
commit adultery.
Even like the hatred of gays, I don't think would exist with like penicillin and condoms and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was almost like a health manual.
But it's weird. That whole Bible hate of gay thing, that's over. That's over. That's already in the rearview mirror.
Totally.
That's crazy. If you would have taken America's pulse in like 1979, 1980, they're like,
2000.
The Bible says it's wrong. And I tell you what, you put out a couple hit TV shows, you know, you give you have a couple of sitcoms where there's some fun-loving gay people having some fun, gay fun.
It's over.
And America's like, that's all right. Those are good people. Why shouldn't they be happy? It's like,
totally.
It's crazy. I mean, thank God people use propaganda for good instead of evil. Because if there was like
they do it for evil too, though. Right now, this racial thing is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
What's the race thing going on?
The whole
and I'll tell you some great propaganda. I'll tell you a piece of propaganda that's saving the planet that nobody even knows.
Let's hear that. Yours sounds more interesting. My thought is, as a touring comic, this whole like racial differences shit is so being manufactured right now. Like this whole Black Lives Matter and the narrative that cops are all white shooting black people. It's like statistically such horseshit.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are shot by cops. And by the way, cops are like there's a higher percentage of black cops than there are black people in the fucking country.
Yeah.
Like Detroit is 80% black with their police officer. But the narrative is always white cop, black kid, hoodie, don't shoot, hands up, fucking Skittles. It's this bullshit rhetoric. The only person I've known that's been gunned down by a cop was white.
Yeah.
He was a comic out here. And he was fleeing a fucking crime scene and cops just wasted him. 7 bullets, dead.
Do not run from the police.
No, they're fucking triggered. Yeah, we have a problem with cops in this country. There is problems with racism, but it's like this narrative of like white guilt. It's like, oh, you mean the first people to outlaw slavery? Like in the world right now, there's 20 million slaves in the world right now.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, Eastern European and fucking Asian. No one gives a fuck. Where's Jada Pinkett Smith with that fucking shit?
I swear to God, I just saw that the other day on the internet. Maybe we read the same article, but I was shocked.
If you actually dive into the stats of this shit, it's not a color issue. It's a money issue. And the way to separate poor people, poor whites, poor blacks, the way to make them fucking not like each other is this propaganda bullshit. Then everyone doesn't realize that it's really easy to take people's money.
Yeah.
Like these billionaires, you can just take their shit. Like if you have like 1,000 people, you can just fucking storm a mansion. And they're terrified of this. So it's like, oh, it's because, you know, black and white and Hispanic and, you know, when you separate people, you might as well separate them based on being fucking left-handed and redheaded and fucking, do you get a boner from lightning? It's like, how is skin tone, it just makes no sense.
For example,
Obama, the first black president, he has zero slave heritage. None.
Right.
Zero. Thousands of miles away when all that shit was happening. Ethiopia, not even fucking close.
Yeah.
So I understand that it gives the little kids hope and shit. I get that. I actually like Obama. I thought he did some fucking cool shit.
He'd be a great guy to hang out with.
Yes. But to say that he's a black American is so fucking racist. Like when it's like, oh, Oprah came out of that system where it's like you had slavery and then you had the fucking... The laws, why am I blanking right now? The laws.
Jim Crow,
yeah. All that shit. Up until now, there's still shit on the books that'll make your skin squirm.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Like, a Hawaiian with an Ethiopian dad, you're only reacting to skin almost like it's a fucking paint swab from fucking Lowe's. It's like, oh, is your skin, it's kind of like this Zoe shit with Zoe Saldana and playing the role of... Who sang Sinner Man and all that? And
I couldn't tell you.
No, she's literally one of my favorite fucking singers. I won't let it go. She also, and I'm feeling good. Da-na-da-na-na. And I'm feeling good.
We might have to go to the soundboard for this one. I can't think of it.
Oh, man. But anyway, black people are getting pissed that she's not dark enough. What the fuck is up with that?
I've never understood
William Wallace
that.
Was 6'4". Mel Gibson's fucking 5'5". You don't see my tall ass getting mad. Like, so is height a thing? Like, should like tall people only play tall people?
I really think it's color.
Why is that? Why the fuck is it color?
I think it goes back to Neanderthal, caveman, hardwired thing. It's really, really weird. When I was on, I wrote on the show for Charlie Sheen, Anger Management, right?
Yeah.
And we did 100 episodes of that thing. And a lot of the storylines took place in a jail. So we would have guys dressed up in prison uniforms, and we'd have guys dressed up as cops. Now, when they come...
Oh, it's like that Princeton, is that the Princeton experiment where they...
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But when these guys came in, they're all hanging out together.
Stanford prison experiment.
And then once they put on their costumes,
right?
It was weird. You'd go out into the commissary, and you're like, wow, the prisoners are hanging out with the prisoners, and the cops are hanging out with the cops. What is up with that? And I guess when they were filming the original Planet of the Apes movies, like Roddy McDowell told this story on Johnny Carson, I guess, back in the day. Like when they would get into the makeup, all the people in chimpanzee makeup would hang up with the other chimpanzees. The orangutan people, I think it's a subconscious thing that we're like, that person looks strikingly different from me. So my first instinct is to protect myself.
But if you think about it, like I have a buddy who's black and my height, and I view him like we look more similar than like me and you look because we're just both the same size, which is like an anomaly. Like if I'm around another massively tall black person, I feel like we look more similar than me and a normal sized white person.
Right.
And like, okay, perfect example that like they did a Stanford prison experiment, which is kind of like what you described in real life, where they dressed up, some were prisoners, some were guards. And by like week 7, they were like beating the fucking prisoners.
Yeah.
But it's cultural. Like what if you told people like their minds were wiped and you're like, The cops are the lowlifes. They're dressed this way. They have to wear a name tag because they've committed crimes. And these other people, the orange represents God.
Yeah.
These are like represent flames and fire and conquest. Like at that point, it wouldn't be like that. It would be the opposite. They would start treating the cops.
It's so like
it's not visual. It's not visual.
You see a Nazi in a movie, they're always the bad guy.
Bad guy, immediately.
Right? I mean, like, boom, you see that.
Not
uniform.
Me. I'm always like, that's a misunderstood patriot right
that's
there.
That's probably a guy just following orders right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's just following. He built the Autobahn. Sorry that he had Parkinson's and did way too much meth.
But like, you can unlearn this behavior, and there's wonderful things that happen. Like, me and my kids, like one of our favorite shows is The Flash, right? It's that superhero show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
guy.
Just so awesome because they never talk about race. This kid who can run a million miles an hour, when he was a little kid, the bad guy killed his mom and his dad went to jail for a crime he didn't commit. So the kid had to go live with his dad's best friend who happened to be a black guy. They never talk about
it. But
it
wasn't an agenda.
Exactly. But they just never talk about it. And then to make it weird, like he's in love with his, you know,
an Asian.
The daughter, you know, is like she's about his age. He's in love with a black girl, but like race never comes into it. She's just a beautiful girl that he's in love with. This guy's just a good cop. It's like this really.
That's the future. Me too. That's why Creed was so good. Did you watch Creed?
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
dead serious.
Yeah, yeah.
That movie was awesome.
I thought you were talking about the band.
No, God, like, no. They're the worst band of all time.
This shit just went off the rails.
I'm like, that. That's why Herpes is great. Like, I literally just list things
that's
that are terrible.
That's why I like to smack my dick with a stapler.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, right? I mean, how else are you supposed to feel love?
I'm not the only one, right?
No, but you got Creed. Race was never a thing. Rather, yes. It was like him and Rocky and Apollo Creed and then Adonis Creed and his chick. It was never. That's why it was such a beautiful movie, because it was like, it was just people connecting. It wasn't like, this is, I'm black. So it's like, no, he actually had his own type of privilege that he was avoiding.
Yeah.
And I see that as very interesting, where it's like, his dad was Apollo Creed. He didn't want to tell his girl that. It's kind of like a billionaire or something doesn't want to tell the bar that because they don't want to fucking have to buy everyone drink. You know,
right.
It's just
right.
Everyone can have a sense of privilege. And the sense of like white privilege is destructive. And I didn't used to have a problem with it until I see the rise of a Trump, because like poor white people are so not represented, or everyone just shits on them. Where they'll just go with anyone that talks like them. Like no one, there is white privilege. The most powerful people in this country are white males. And there's what, 1,000, 2,000 of them? There's a lot of trailer parks. And I want to see a Black Lives Matter person go door to door in Columbus, Ohio, where you're from, in a trailer park, and tell them why they're privileged because of their fucking skin color. It would be hysterical.
See, now what does that help?
It doesn't help.
See, and I think the whole white privilege thing is just complete bogus. Like, why are we going to go out of our way to make people feel bad for something they have no control over?
Exactly.
And how does that help?
Yeah, like whites are supposed to fucking apologize for that shooting at that church. But like, so that means like every Arab, you know, has to apologize for every beheading. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, right.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
But it like, and the same with men. Like I saw a fucking billboard in Hollywood that said, on behalf of all men, sorry. It's like, oh, sorry for what? For all the wars we fucking fought for you bitches?
Yeah, what did we do? Like, what did we do?
Yeah, there are horrible men. I'm not apologizing for them just because we both have dicks.
Sorry for inventing the wheel, babe. Sorry for inventing fire. Sorry for putting that spaceship up on the moon. My bad.
Yeah, sorry for staying at the wheel at the Titanic where you fuckers are.
Like, right?
Yeah, well, she's dreaming about him every night in my dreams. He's at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Be like, sorry, on behalf of all women, sorry for fucking taking the jewelry and letting DiCaprio fucking die.
We need to burn that billboard down on behalf
but
of
I'm
all
not
men.
Even, yeah,
sorry.
But the thing is, I'm not even like, I wasn't mad about it. I never even really engaged in any of this shit until I saw the outcome. It's kind of like the Treaty of Versailles made Hitler, where it's like, and I'm not comparing Hitler and Trump. Like, Hitler's a much different person.
Yeah.
I just think Trump would seriously have, like, Papa John in his cabinet. Like, I don't think he's, like, this evil. I think he's a condo salesman. I don't think he's the coming of the devil.
No.
I think he literally will say, he's almost like a dude just trying to get laid, where he's like, no, I love puppies. Yeah, I'll meet your grandmother. Like,
a dude who puts so much money into so many different campaigns and watch so much waste and so much fraud
like,
go
fuck
on.
Fuck it, I'm going to do it.
That originally he was like, you know what? I'm going to go in there and take some heat for my buddy, Ted Cruz, and then I'll get out of the way. I'll give it to him. And then I think once he started running and he was like getting a great response, he's like, I can do this. I can totally do this.
Yeah, that was like me with the editing. Like, I used to be like, I used to pay some dude to edit my shit, and it would take so long, and I have to give him all these notes. I'm just like, wait a minute, how do you use this super simple program?
Yeah.
And then I just started doing it myself.
Yeah.
I just think the problem with Trump is he infuriates too many people. Like, he just infuriates people.
Well, and then here's the thing, just for the sake of argument, like, what has he done that is
so
bad?
No, a lot of my best friends love Trump. I'm not one of those people that, like, crosses into the personal.
I mean,
like, I can talk all day long. I have friends that are literally, one used to be a Black Panther. I have another friend that literally is kind of white supremacy. So it's like, I don't give a fuck. As long as it doesn't bring heat to me, I'm not the type that's going to be like, listen, man, we can't be friends because you don't believe the same thing I do about fucking handguns in Texas.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing I think that resonated with people, because like this, I follow politics and this was driving me crazy. For the past 10, 12 years, people have been saying, and watch, the immigration system is broken. The immigration system is broken. We got to do something about immigration. We got to do something every other week. Oh, but he won't. This guy, oh, George Bush, he's not going to touch immigration. He's going to do immigration. Oh, Obama, immigration. Like, nobody does anything. We have an immigration policy that's insanely generous. 1 million people a year come to this great country. It's a giant party. You can do whatever you want. 1 million people. So, though, the immigration, illegal immigration, you know who wants the illegal immigrants? It's the people who want the cheap
people
labor.
People with lawns.
Cheap labor, yeah. They want somebody to pick grapes and pick strawberries for like a couple nickels. Are we going to defend fucking slavery?
Right.
Poor shit. And then Donald Trump comes out and goes, I'm going to build a wall.
The wall was
Boom.
The bad call, though. Because it's not
call.
Possible.
It's
like,
totally.
Physically. Well, that's like the Great Wall of China took like thousands of years.
It'll be a metaphorical wall. And I guarantee that's
well,
what it's going to be.
But
there's going
to
be electronics, and there's going to be Border Patrol agents and sensors and all that stuff. And then he'll have some bullshit little tariff where he's like, America, we saved $20 billion, so technically Mexico paid for the wall. So
right.
it'll be like that
Well,
thing.
It's nightclub mentality. He's trying to make a line at the border to make his fucking stupid country look better. Like, I Mexico's kind of dope. Like, it's not really
Mexico
like...
Mexico has it all.
It's the
Mexico
best.
Has... Wonderful people. They have all the natural resources. They have coastlines, mountains. They have everything. If they could get their shit together,
if Americans
they would be
could
awesome.
Stop snorting their cocaine, they would be great. Hey, if you think you don't have the money to start your own business, then I have fantastic news. Now you can own a business that has proven to be a phenomenal success all around the country. With very little upfront investment, we're talking Selfie Station. I love the company because it's cool. It's easy. Selfie Station is a portable touchscreen photo booth that people and businesses book for weddings, corporate functions, trade shows, proms, promotional events, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. I'm improvising. Once you own one, they are a hit at every holiday party. Bar mitzvah. Ah, see, that's why I shouldn't improv, because they were setting me up for that one. Once you own one, they'll be hit at every holiday party, bar mitzvah, but they don't say bat mitzvah. That was me being a little with some gender equality. Or birthday. And you can make your money back and more in no time. It's more than just at a bris. When a little baby's getting his foreskin clipped, they may want a selfie. And that's when they need a station. It's more than just a photo booth. It's the entertainment as well. Maybe if you're going through a breakup and you want a selfie station just to see what you look like crying, Selfie Station interactive experience that captures lifelong memories that can be emailed, texted, printed, personalized, or even uploaded to that maddening mess we call social media. You won't believe how that was improv. Don't think that the Selfie Station people said maddening mess. That's my own opinion. You won't believe how much people will pay you to make your business the life of the party. It's the easiest income you'll ever earn. And pays for itself in no time at all. You can start your own business right now. You can empower yourself. You can have autonomy over your time. And nothing is more valuable in this life than time, water, and land. That was an opinion. Let Selfie Station be the picture taker, icebreaker, and your money maker. Now, as a special introductory offer, get $500 off the professional package. Go to selfiestationpodcast.com and support our show by entering promo code Owen. That's selfiestationpodcast.com, promo code Owen.
You know what would make them great?
What's that?
Guns.
That's
true. The people of Mexico had guns and could defend themselves.
Because machetes are terrifying.
Oh, machete. My buddy was just attacked by a machete.
But by the way,
my
those
buddy,
of you that,
my buddy Bill Foley was just attacked by a Muslim with a crazy ass machete.
And
that's
for those of you out
horrible.
There that think that guns are the whole problem, knives and machetes are way easier to fucking kill someone with.
And
you don't have to like cock it and aim. Literally, you just start thrusting into someone's fucking throat.
I think it's Nick Swardson who does that joke. Like, if you're thinking about knifing me or shooting me, please shoot me, right? Because with a shot, it's like bang, you're like, oh Jesus, I'm shot, right? And
right,
and they're shocked. But like with a knife or a machete, everything
it's
goes
going
slow
in.
You're like, this is gonna hurt. You know, my buddy was performing, he was doing a guitar set in Columbus, Ohio.
You got shot or stabbed?
No, machete attack.
Jesus.
And he tried to help these people.
Was the person
out.
Filipino?
It was I was a radical Muslim.
Yeah,
that attacked him.
Could still
That's
be Filipino.
Really bizarre. Yeah, Filipino.
Filipinos have a lot of machetes. I've had a few Filipino friends, and it's a bizarre amount have been like, do you want to see my machete? And I'm like, no, my brother has a machete.
on my TV show, The Flip Side, where we try to look at the other side of,
I love that.
The argument. It's so great. We had this gun expert on, right? Who he's called to testify all the time. He goes to, he works with the FBI. But he is the, I wish I knew his name, and I don't. But it's amazing.
His how name's many, definitely Gary.
How many? I think it's John something.
Oh, John, like, or Gary, yeah.
Because guns are so prevalent in America, it saves so many lives. In Europe, they talk to people who are convicted of, like, breaking and entering. And in, like, Britain, they're like, how long would you case a house before you would go in? And they're like, oh, we wouldn't case it at all. Just go right in, take the stuff, bing, bang, boom. So yeah. they've got knives and machetes and hammers and shit. They'll just kill the people inside. In America, the average time that they case a house is an hour, because they want to make sure nobody's home, because the person might have a gun and they don't want to die. Guns save so many lives.
I've never been completely against guns.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would love them. I just live in a condo.
Yeah.
If I had a lot of land, I would shoot the fuck out of everything.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, if I had my...
I'd be playing make-believe all the time.
I would totally be like Hunter Thompson, just have pumpkins on a sawhorse, just douche. Just
yeah.
Shotgun blast, dynamite.
I'd only take business meetings at the range. And I'd just be like, oh, you sure you can't come up on that price? Bam, bam, bam! And I'd have no pants on.
You ever been to that shooting range in Vegas?
No.
It's like the largest indoor shooting range, and you can do one of those old Tommy guns from like the 1930s. Like,
dude, I've never even shot a gun.
Oh, my God.
I've shot a lot of bows and arrows. I've never shot a gun.
Bows and arrows are fantastic.
Yeah, those are fun.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I've done some deer hunting with bow and arrow.
I want to start hunting.
But that's like fakey, because my brother has these compound bows where it's just like firing a missile. I want to hunt like an Indian would hunt.
Yeah, you want the deer to bleed for a few days. You want to do this Nick Swardson joke kind of like a random elk. No, but dude, hunting's fucking sweet.
I don't want, you know what, and I don't want to sit. I don't want to sit in a stand and wait like for ducks to come by, and I don't want to use a call to lure them in, because that's cheating. When you do the female call, and like the poor fucking duck thinks he's about to get laid, and then you blow his brains out. No, I want to be like out there, just like.
But that's a good way to die. If a duck, because you know a duck has an 18-inch cock. It's a true story. It's super curved.
What?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Like a corkscrew?
Yeah, I've spent entire podcasts on it. Yeah, if we go down this rabbit hole, if we go down this duck hole, it's gonna
There's
that hole's
no
getting
coming
fucked.
Back.
Yeah, so anyway, imagine if you're like this flying animal with like a 15, 16-inch corkscrew, and you're like, I'm about to fuck, man. And all of a sudden, just boom, you're just gone. It's just oblivion. That's the way to go.
That wouldn't be a bad way.
That would be amazing. Like, it'd be like me opening my fridge, about to get milk and cookies, and there's just a ninja that just stabs me. Like, I'd be like, fine. So I was just in the best mood, and now I'm just joining Mother Earth.
You know what's got to be great is eagles, right? Because they bang in midair.
They do?
Oh, yeah. A guy bald eagle and a girl bald eagle, they hook up, talons go, and then they're in a death spiral.
It's like Point Break.
A death spiral. Yes, it's
dude,
like
I'm more
point
into
break.
Pigeons. You ever read about pigeons?
No, I don't, but here's what I want to know. Why the fuck don't we eat those things? They must be horrible.
Horrible.
Like we used to have dodo birds, I guess.
Yeah.
And we ate them into extinction. That must have been a delicious, delicious meal.
Well, and they couldn't fly.
But like...
like they couldn't fly,
couldn't
so we could just...
swim or something?
Hey, Brian, can you grab beers? Hey, Brian.
So what I want to know, like pigeons, are they not... I mean, I've seen like...
They're so smart that I think it freaks people out. I think people used them so long, they're almost like dogs.
I don't
that they
trust
used
them.
That they
I
used
honestly
them to,
don't. I don't trust pigeons.
Well, they're too... I think they're like human smart. I swear to God. Because they used to send messages like thousands of miles.
Yeah,
with,
like homing pigeons.
Yeah, they can read letters. They can like... They're monogamous. There's more pigeons in New York than people. They're,
right?
Yeah, I mean, they're like really doing well.
They're doing very well. They've totally assimilated. Nobody even looks
they're
twice
like
at them.
It's like
no,
Trump
I
is
said,
like, we got to put up a wall.
They've
and it's
assimilated.
Like,
yeah. We've had horrible things. The second president of the United States, John Adams. The French helped us out, winning the war, the Revolutionary War, and all these French people came over, started living. And John Adams looks around and goes, man, there's way too many French people
I agree with that. I like Mexicans a lot more than French people.
Yeah. So he was going to kick out all the French. There was
going to
be
him.
A big thing, like kick them out. And they're like, we own property. He's like, sorry, it's year two of America. You fuckers got to go.
In the proud 2 years of America.
And you know who else you'd ever hear complaining? The Chinese.
Who had it the worst.
My God in heaven. In the state of California.
And they still do. They still do. I can do jokes about Asians all day long. No one gives a shit. I say the color black and people's assholes all clench up.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, they're all going to freak out on Twitter.
In like 1880, you could shoot up a Chinaman in California just for being Chinese.
It was encouraged.
Yeah. And no one would do anything.
Unless they were currently working on the railroad, you could shoot them.
It was like,
that's like not even, that's true. That's a fact.
Like we're not doing a bit here is the amazing part of this.
Dude, they built in, the part of the budget was how many Chinamen would die per mile making the railroad.
Right.
That went across the whole country.
Yes.
And as they went, what did they do with the natives? Killed them.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the people killing them were also natives and also Chinamen.
Yeah.
It's just humans are fucking insane. And to isolate it and just be like, oh, it's black America. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Be like, tell that to like a Jew.
It's a unique experience though. Everyone else came to this country willingly. When you had waves of Russians and waves of Italians and waves of Irish, the most black people, they were forced into slavery.
But this is my whole thing with it. The narrative is dudes like us brought them over and owned them as slaves. That's right. The problem I have. It's like, yeah, that must have sucked for your great, 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 great grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, like, and my great, great, great grandparents had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I can literally prove that my great grandparents were still in Ireland.
Dude, I had relatives that fought for the goddamn North. Can you imagine if you line up and fucking, like, take bullets to free some motherfuckers?
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
150 years later, they make a scene at the Oscars?
Oh, my God.
They died to free them.
And here's another little wonderful little scam that nobody likes to talk about in the black community is these roving con men who go around into these inner city neighborhoods, and they talk about, hey, there's going to be reparations for slavery, and your name is on the list, and you have quite a bit of money coming from the federal government. You just have to pay the tax on it, and we can open that up.
Oh, that's so sad.
So some poor lady who lives
by
herself, she goes, okay, here's my $2,000 so I can get my $80,000, and dude just leaves. I mean, that is
that's disgusting.
If you can imagine, oh, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Because it's like a picture of just sweet people falling for it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, this is amazing.
Finally, justice for me and my, where's he going?
Yeah, because 95% of the black community are not annoying at all on this level. 5%. It's kind of like some of the, like, stupid white people, I guess, have the same group.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they just kind of ruin it for everyone. It's like, but there isn't any backlash to their craziness, so now people just take it. Like, that Beyonce thing was literally made cops feel unsafe. And I did a tweet, got a bunch of heat for it, but it's like Miami Police Department wouldn't work her fucking concert. Like, I'm not just talking bullshit.
What did she do? Is this the Super Bowl thing?
Yeah, that fucking Black Panther
shit.
Good
Lord, I didn't even see that. I thought, I watched the show, but I didn't even see the Black Panther.
I didn't notice it either.
I thought it was like that that old Janet Jackson, the Freedom Nation. I thought.
Yeah, me too.
Those chicks were hot, just wearing outfits.
Dude, and here's how non-racial it is. Like, Piers Morgan was talking shit about Beyonce and Coldplay. I was like, you don't talk shit about our people. Like, Beyonce's the fucking queen bee. You know, I'm all about it. And then when I realized what the symbolism is, I'm like, you know, that's a dick move. Like, don't use your power to separate people that don't deserve it. Like, people are not fucking with black people. Like, maybe cops, maybe the system, maybe loan officers, maybe stop and frisk policies at Barney's. But it's all money. Jay-Z didn't pull his products out of Barney's.
No.
Once you're in that echelon of wealth, you just all operate the same. And it's like, it's fucking bullshit. It's just not reality how people act.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know. And maybe, I mean, philosophically, maybe it's technology that's doing it. Because this is like the longest, like if you're Latino and you move to America and you don't speak the language, there is a radio station that you can listen to that's just all Mexican all the time.
Right.
And you can have your own newspaper and your own internet.
You can insulate
so
yourself.
So you don't. Because what the Irish did, You know, and the Italians did when they came here and they didn't speak the language. They didn't have any. The first thing you had
sink
to do
or swim.
You better learn the language like today, Jack, because
yeah.
that's your only hope. And Irish people are changing their names. Well, you know, my family, they were the O'Donohays, and then they changed it to Donahue to try to fix, because there was like signs in the building, no Irish need apply.
Yeah.
It was like straight up just like racial hatred of Irish people.
Yeah.
You know, so you'd like assimilate or die. And now no one has to assimilate. So does that help us as Americans? Are people becoming Americans, or are they just like living in their own little Mexico inside of California? I had a buddy who's a stand up from Russia. He used to live in, his parents came over from Russia. They came to America. They lived in like little Odessa in New York. You know, and then finally he looked around. He's like, we've been in America for like 5 years and I don't know this language. And we read the Russian newspaper and watch the Russian TV
yeah.
show. So he picked Columbus, Ohio at random, just like closed his eyes and went doink and found. He's like, that's where I'm going to go. And
we got to immerse.
Yeah, that's what he did.
That's interesting, man.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're helping people by being, you know, we embrace your community.
Well, it's also
I don't
want to shit
on
Twitter
anybody's
all this
culture.
Shit. No,
you know?
Keep your culture.
It's awesome.
No, the irony is white people aren't even allowed to, like, do their culture because it's called cultural appropriation and it's quote-unquote racist. Another thing that's happening is the fluidity of word definitions is another reason that people are going insane. Because back in the day, it was like a dictionary barely changed, maybe a word a year.
Yeah.
And then now it's constantly changing. New words, new words, new words. And there's no like book of words.
Yeah.
So people can just say racism means what they think it means. And it's not. Racism means that you are not giving someone rights because of their race. And that's not typically what is happening when people are called racist.
Yeah.
I can't give rights to anyone. I'm a fucking artist.
Yeah.
It's like people all think that entertainers are all like 1%er fucking tyrants. Like this one asshole on Facebook was like, yeah, you're a 1%er. I'm like, bitch, I was a busboy at 29.
Yeah.
Like I'm a fucking stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And they treat you like you're a steel baron.
They
really
do.
Where it's like, oh, you're taking the rights from the I'm like, why? Because I think that it's inappropriate what's happening. That's my opinion. That's not racist. I would say that about someone who, if all of a sudden everyone in my neighborhood didn't have mufflers on their cars, I'd be like, what's up with this fucking muffler problem? And no one would be like, oh, you're a carist.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's loud and shitty and it's making life suck.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Well, I am sorry that my muffler-free car offends you. I guess you were born into a life of muffler privilege.
Yeah, maybe you can buy us a muffler. And I'm like, no, your fucking son cut it open because he wants to be cool and he wants to make a lot of noise. It's like, yeah, well, maybe it's because he is left-handed. And you're like, Jesus, when does it end?
It doesn't.
It doesn't end, does it?
I mean, hopefully it will, but it's like...
Do you think part of it is that we had a black president for 8 years and nothing changed?
That I think Barack Obama was a huge disappointment to a lot of people.
To a lot of black people.
Oh, yeah.
Because white people elected him. But this is another thing that's driving me insane. It's like, poor white America voted for Obama. Like, he won in a landslide. That's
oh, my
like,
God.
It's like,
my kids go to a Catholic school. A Catholic school.
Yeah.
Where it's like abortion is no.
Right.
No. The Lord God who you're
like pulling out is abortion.
And they're like, Obama, Obama. And I'm like, what are you know, for a fact, like it's crazy. And they totally loved it. People were in love with the idea of the first black president.
Everyone was into it.
Yeah.
And like,
and
he's a great
talker.
Stop.
We have to stop. That's why I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton, because I don't think she should be the first woman president. We got to stop with the whole first, because the rest of the country, the rest of the world doesn't give a shit.
Dude, Bernie could be the first Jewish president.
We had the first president with polio, and that didn't stop
Trump,
Hitler.
Trump could be the first retarded president. Like, he could be the first full-blown Down syndrome president. No, because he'll contradict himself in the same sentence. It's fascinating to watch the man talk. He's like, yeah, I mean, Planned Parenthood I does a lot of good. I'll support them. I'll give them a lot of money. They can't do abortions, but they do a lot of great things.
And that is what drives the left crazy. They have a playbook, how to beat Ted Cruz.
Right.
And they go off a checklist.
Oh, interesting.
And they're like, what's the checklist for the white Republican? Is he from the South? Texas? Check. Does he believe in the Bible? Check. Planned Parenthood? Hates him. check. They just open. They just press fucking F7, and they know how to beat Ted Cruz. Donald Trump, I thought that was so crafty, where he's like, Planned Parenthood does a lot of good. Cervical cancer screenings, breast cancer screenings. Yeah. They provide a needed, and Democrats just like, what? Just having mini strokes.
Yeah, that's
how
why
do we
they, that's why
this?
They obsess with hating him, because they know that he's really good at what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's because he won't be like, he won't let people pin him as a monster, because it's like, he's empathetic with women. It's like cervical cancer, blah, 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 but this is what I believe. It's a lot tougher than being like, fuck Planned Parenthood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because their whole thing is like, it's a women's health issue. And Donald Trump's like, yeah, I know. Those ladies need cervical cancer screenings and breast cancer screenings. The abortions can't do that. But the rest of the stuff, yeah, good for you. Go
yeah,
save lives.
Yeah, and then
it's genius.
And then this is why they're never going to get them.
Right?
Because they've rang the bell too much of racist, sexist, and xenophobic. Because now it's meaningless. It's kind of like I think it's an Irish thing. Like a tale where like some leprechaun got bested. And so they're like, he was like, I'll put a ribbon on the tree where the treasure is. And they're like, okay, cool. And then they went the next day and all the trees had ribbons.
Aha.
That's what people are doing with racism, sexism, xenophobia. It's like Trump literally could say anything. And it's like racist. Dude, I got in an argument with a feature on the road recently, this black dude. And
fantastic.
It got intense. But all I said was the wall isn't a racist. I said it's a border issue. I go, I'm not voting for Trump. I don't personally like Trump, but that's not racism. It's literally a border thing. It's like, do I think it's a good idea? No, but like, because it's just stupid. Like, it sounds like, what, is he going to use Legos? Is he fucking nine? Like, build a wall?
Yeah.
But it's not, that's not racism.
No, it's not.
Like, that's
protecting your borders is not racist.
No, it's like if you did it. If Canadians were doing that and you threw the fucking wall up, you wouldn't call that racist because they're white.
Yeah.
So that in itself is a racist comment that you only, because Mexico has issues with Guatemala south. Like, they can't stand Guatemala.
Yeah, try to break into Mexico.
You can't
buy
beachfront property in a lot of parts of Mexico if you're white. There's laws.
Yes.
Like, Mexicans, my wife is half Mexican. There's some fucking racist people down there. Like, they're not. The narrative that it's like white bad, everyone else is like fucking Fern Gully and they're just Avatar just trying to be in their tree of life and these sky people. It's like, bitch, okay, when the fucking dude in Avatar had to unite the tribe, that means they were fighting before the sky people.
Yes.
No one wants to talk about that. There was crazy civil war going on with the blue people.
Yeah.
And then they united to fight the sky people. But before that, they're probably eating each other's dicks and shit.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you were a forest tree blue person, you didn't even dream about marrying an oceanside sand dwelling blue person.
Speaking of Catholic, it's like from my town, there wasn't black people, but we're poor and tribal as fuck.
Yeah.
So it was CYO basketball. It was like, that's a St. Joe's guy. I'm a St. Mary's guy. It's like, fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Humans are just tribal. You're
absolutely
literally like, St. Joe's. It's like, oh, St. Paul's, dude, those fucking queers.
Yeah, in my growing up, it was Walnut Ridge. So you're from Walnut Ridge?
Right.
Who do you think you are?
Dude,
come on, dude, let's go.
Dude, I'm from Oswego, New York, and there's a Fulton, New York. And we used to say that was they're all incest.
Yeah.
It turns out we had higher incest. once Google came out, it like ruined it for us. Because we're always like, oh, they fucked their sisters, unlike us.
Yeah.
And because that's something facing the white community. Is incest.
It's weird.
I mean, there's a lot of shit going down in trailer parks. Because there's no, like, you know, black people are having issues with cops. White people are having issues with not cops. Like, there's not enough cops. Like, poor white people live in fucking fields where cops don't patrol. So they just make meth and fuck
here's
family members.
What I think, and I'm so glad we circled back around to cops, is, like, whatever happened to having a cop on the beat? Right?
Right.
There should be a cop. If there's a bad neighborhood with technology, we know where the crimes are. Okay, so let's open up a little station house there.
Yeah.
We're going to have the same cops there. They're going to know the kids in the neighborhood. And they're going to, when Ray goes to steal a pair of shoes, they're going to go, Ray!
Hey, Ray, don't steal those shoes.
Don't steal that. Go home. You got homework. Smack upside the head and off you go. Like, whatever happened to that? Why don't
all
we do that?
Now it's all laptop computers and cars.
Right? And it's like frightening. They're like these robo cops that it's like, it's just so dehumanized and they don't even
see
a person.
That's a great idea.
But like,
Get cops on the beat.
Let's put cops where the crimes are and let them know the neighborhood.
Banks.
Right?
Let's get them right in the fucking heart of Wall Street. Throw a bunch of cops in there and be like, I'm watching you, bitches.
Oh, Wall Street. Wall Street. Wall Street. Those criminals. Those criminals.
Did you watch The Big Short?
No, I didn't, but because I would want it to go into The Long Short, because I would want to go into I'm a less government kind of guy. I'm in the
I feel like everyone is
like the leave me alone party, because here's the way that they, like, everybody's skating on this thing, like all the presidents, the first Bush, Big Daddy Bush, and then Bill Clinton, and then George Bush Jr. Whatever, they're all like, we need to make these loans affordable. We need to make these loans affordable so more Americans.
Totally. Well, that's what it was.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then once the big federal government says they're going to back up the loans, the people on Wall Street are like, wait, so if these people all can't pay their mortgage, the government's going to pay? Oh, we're going to sell a shitload of these.
Right.
And that's what it is. When government, they had the best of intentions. It's a classic scenario of, we want people to be able to afford houses. It was a really well-intentioned idea. Now, here's the unintended consequence.
Yep.
Everybody gets screwed. And all the people who are ripping us off, nobody goes to jail. There you go. And it's like college right now. When Bernie Sanders talks about free college, I'm like, oh, the end is here.
Well, you know, Bernie did say that white people don't know poverty.
Oh, that's just dreamy. That's just
crazy.
Yeah.
And I posted that, and I said, well, my mom was raised on a dirt floor, but I guess that was white dirt that whispers you're going to be something in her ear.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people.
My dad grew up in a shack with no running water, but boy, that was like,
I know.
And
people are like, oh, but not you. It's like, yeah, my family came here in the early 17 goddamn hundreds. It took a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, all these people started being like, oh, that's from Fox News. This is the actual transcript. And I read it, and it wasn't. I showed the video. I'm like, this is literally what he said. He said, yeah. And they're like, no, he was quoting a Black Lives Matter thing. And there's all these meme. And I'm like, can you guys just watch the goddamn video? Like, yeah. That meme is not accurate. Yeah.
You shouldn't base a philosophy or a way of life on a meme.
Right. And
that somebody's a great thinker. It means somebody can do Photoshop.
Oh, and it's just, and they just repeat, they parrot. I want to like Bernie, but a lot of his, followers are so scary.
Here's what I love about Bernie Sanders. He truly believes it, and he's genuine.
Yeah,
and
genuine.
I respect that passion.
I love him.
But here's the problem. The government, the federal government, many, many years ago, like, we need to get more kids in college. We need to help them out with student loans. And the colleges are like, well, hey, if these kids can't pay back these student loans, who's going to back it up? And the federal government's like, well, we will. Okay. So now they know they got the big, big bank of the federal government. So guess what? The price of college suddenly got very, very expensive.
Right. When you got
a corporate card,
drinks on the house.
Exactly.
See, that's why I blame the bankers for the greed of it. Granted, yep. I always try to, because I love that you're doing that show, because my dad was a rhetoric professor. So he would always say, whatever you believe, you have to argue the other side. You have no right to your opinion.
Yeah.
So, and I love
that.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah. It's the best. It's like, when people ingrain themselves too much in their opinions and they can't even think about the other side, they're already wrong. Like,
yes.
You already know that they're irrational.
That's where I think we're at a scary place in the country right now, where people don't even listen to someone else's opinion, because they go, oh, you've got a D in front of your name for Democrat. Well, you are X, Y, and Z, and I don't associate with
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
You're
is
a Republican.
Total bullshit.
You are X, Y, and Z. And it's really, really bad. Have you ever heard of the naked photo test?
No.
This is amazing. On Anger Management with Charlie Sheen, Charlie played a therapist, blah, 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 blah. We did a lot of research. I found out
this
thing. Yeah,
it was on a TBS show. I remember that, yeah.
There was this thing called that psychologists used to do before the internet, called the naked photo test. Like, I'm the therapist, and you're my client. And I go, hey, we have naked photographs of you, and you can't have them, because people are going to come in, and they're going to make sure you don't have them. So you have to give them to one of your friends. To hold on to. How many people do you think you could trust with having naked photographs of yourself? And most people, like the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, before the internet, they had like 10, 12, 15 friends in their social circle. And that number today is down to 2, right? No one trusts anybody, because if you have someone in your life that you don't know how to really associate with, you just cut them out. I don't follow them on Twitter. I don't follow them on Instagram. They're not on my Facebook.
It's pure narcissism.
It's all it is. And everyone's in this feedback loop where they are absolutely right and the other people are absolutely wrong.
There's science to that. The algorithms of Facebook now just feeds you your own garbage.
Yes.
Where if you start clicking on shit, it'll just start reinforcing your existing opinions and then try and sell you products.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, oh, look at what Hillary did today. And everyone's like, oh, that cunt.
Yep.
And if you like Hillary, it's like, look at what Trump said, this Hitler Nazi.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this piece of shit.
And exactly.
It's just, and then everyone gets to the point where this is a funny thing that happened with my wife. Everyone has these 9/11 conspiracies. Thanks, bud. You're the best. And they're like, oh, well, steel can't melt, blah, blah, blah. And my wife is like, no, it absolutely can. And they're like, no, they proved. And my wife goes, I'm a structural engineer. Like, I'm they. And people still didn't, they still like were pushing where they're like, no, like
building A.
That's what they're trying to teach you. She's like,
fuel.
I take whole classes in it. She went to US. She has her master's from USC in structural engineering, and people would believe BuzzFeed over her or Salon.com.
That is fantastic that your wife is a structural engineer and she can't convince people that it's a reality.
It's so funny. It's like that'll happen to me sometimes with like things I'll say. It's like. Like I did a joke, and this crowd member, I actually made a video out of it because it was funny because she meant well. But I do this bit about like women saying deeper during sex,
mm-hmm.
where it's like deeper. It's like, you think we're fucking holding out on you? You think we're like got some dick in the bank?
Yeah, we're
all
the way
as deep
in.
As we can from our first pump to our dying pump.
That's very funny. That's
yeah,
very
where it's
funny.
Like, how would you react if we said tighter? You know, I do a whole thing.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, because they get offended and then they get laugh really hard because they realize it's exactly identical.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, we not only are we not offended, we like it because we're task oriented. It's like, I'll lose some weight. I'll trim some pubes. I got another quarter inch in there, baby. You know? So I go to the piano and this woman just yells, you should say thicker. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, and she goes, instead of deeper, say thicker, say thicker. And I'm like, but you can't change thickness. Like you can't be like, oh no, I'm saving a quarter inch of circumference for myself.
She like went out of her way to ruin your joke.
Yeah, but she was trying to help. And then I just said to her, I go, I work real hard on these. And then the crowd clapped because it was like, do you think I haven't spent thousands of hours on this shit? Where it's like, it's the same with people that, just assume.
That is the trap of stand-up comedy. It's the trap of stand-up comedy. It's the trap of musicians. It's the trap of acting. The better you are, this is my own philosophy.
No,
right?
You're right. I know
the
where you're going with this.
The better you are, the easier it looks.
Right.
And then everybody thinks, oh, that must be easy.
It's like that with
and
fighting like, too, yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's like, no. Robert De Niro worked very, 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 very hard to make it look effortless.
Totally.
You know, you can't
same with
just,
stand-up. Stand-up's yes. so similar. Same with music. Same with all that shit.
Like, when I play guitar, I have to watch my fingers move on the frets, you know? But look, Keith Richards doesn't have to. It's almost as if he's practiced a whole lot.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a language that he's fluent in now.
Yeah.
And it's given him unlimited pussy and cocaine for 60 straight years.
He's an X-Man.
I love
he's
him.
He's got some weird genetic code. I know they tested Ozzy Osbourne's genetic, and he is like an X-Man. He's like the next stage in evolution.
What
like,
is it?
And he's got some weird. His DNA isn't right. It's different.
Really?
He's like the next evolution of Superman.
That's awesome.
Isn't it great? Like a normal man would be dead, but Ozzy has this weird gene mutation where he still walks among us.
It's like Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
AIDS.
Oh. I think Magic Johnson just got lucky. A friend of mine in Columbus had AIDS, and it must have been that Magic Johnson kind because he got on this right cocktail of medication.
What year was it, though?
My goodness, this was 2002?
See, Johnson was 92. I mean, they didn't have the cocktail.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just running and gunning. My buddy does a bit. He's like, his name literally is Magic Johnson. Like a joke so obvious that no one has ever thought of. Gareth Reynolds.
That's great.
He literally, like countless late night monologue jokes missed the fact that his name is Magical Penis.
Yeah. I got to doff my cap to that guy.
Yeah.
That was a good catch.
I mean, do you ever have that happen where you see someone do a joke and you're like, it was right there my whole life.
I cannot.
Why did I not just grab that from a tree?
I cannot remember the joke, but man, oh man, a long time ago, I was on this Jameson Irish whiskey tour. It was me,
Byrne, Gardell,
Steve Byrne, Billy Gardell, and Nick Griffin. And man, every once in a while, Billy had a couple, Nick Griffin had a bunch.
Yeah.
Where you're like, man, that was just perfect. That was just perfect. It was a great observation. Just the right amount of work. It was just, you're not going to write that joke any better.
I know. Burr does that. Burr,
God,
Burr's Caitlyn Jenner one was perfect. When he was talking about how at least just let people be freaked out. I don't know how he worded it, but it was like, it was kind of like that empathy.
Burr Kreischer?
No, Bill Burr. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Bill Burr.
Well, Kreischer has some great jokes too.
Oh, Kreischer's got some awesome ones.
More like Burt Crusher.
Huh?
But,
huh?
But yeah, like Bill Burr. When he was talking about, it's like, no, you can have all your rights, be whatever you want to be, but just like, let us be like, oh, that Olympic runner just cutting his dick off. Like just let people breathe.
Yeah.
That's one of the points I was making. It's like, Trump may be crazy, but no crazier than making a Marine say Caitlyn Jenner's a fucking hero. Like, that's crazy. Like, someone who served in Afghanistan or like a coal miner or something, be like, that right there is a hero. That reality star that likes to play dress up and just killed that bitch with a fucking truck.
And I tell you, and what is so weird, because right around the Caitlyn Jenner time, Bruce Jenner decides, you know, he identifies himself as a woman, so he turns into Caitlyn.
Didn't like, cut the dick off, though.
Right, but everybody's like, oh, that's the woman of the year right there. Meanwhile, there's a white girl in Spokane, Washington, working really, really hard for the NAACP. She identifies as a black girl. And when people find out, they're like, you have to get out of here.
Right.
You are horrible. You yeah. are worse than scum. And she's like literally helping to help. She spent her life helping the black community.
I know.
And
her
crime was like identifying as like, I identify as a black girl. That's a crime. But Caitlyn Jenner, hero. Woman of the year.
Craziness. By the way, how about every mom is a woman of the year over Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah,
like everyone who's had a fucking giant bowling ball come out of their vagina and then they raised it and loved it as it screamed and shit itself for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner literally is like, what is the Kardashians doing today? Am I getting oppressed? It's what?
You know what? It's like, she has a show, right? Caitlyn Jenner has a show.
Dude, my piano teacher got a sex change in 91 and like, I was talking to him. He never said it straight up, but I have a feeling.
Girl to guy or guy to girl?
Girl to guy. I have a feeling that the old school ones that actually went through the shit
yeah.
are a little bit like, what the fuck are you complaining about?
Yeah.
Like, we did this shit back when like people were getting dragged from cars and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like nowadays, it's like the more you're like that, the more you're actually praised. Like, not only are you not getting like flack, everyone's so terrified to even say their fucking opinions.
And then everybody, like, they're talking about we need these transgendered bathrooms. Like,
you mean Coke bathrooms?
Right. How many?
You mean fuck bathrooms? Blowjob bathrooms?
How many transgendered people are there?
There's two.
Right?
My piano teacher and Caitlyn Jenner.
And every Burger King needs a bathroom for them? Where are they going? Are they going to go on a trip?
Dude, what if you called her a cunt? Does that make you sexist or does that make you open-minded?
Yeah, that makes you a renaissance.
It's true.
Man.
It's like, look at this fucking cunt. It's like, that's sexist.
Yes!
Oh, wait a minute.
Standing ovation.
Or he's modern.
Good for you,
he's
sir.
Modern because yes. he sees her as a woman who is annoying.
Yes, she
and
is
she
a
is
cunt.
A cunt. Fact. Fact cunt. What's that?
Absolutely.
I like that.
I got to get going, man.
Yeah, you got kids. We
got
to get you out of here.
I got
plug,
kids.
Plug. What's going on? Tell the people where to
Holy
find you.
Holy moly. Well, hey, there's my TV show is The Flip Side.
And where can people find it?
They got to go to theflipsideshow.com, dude. There's a channel finder. It's just me and my buddies making a
I wanna
TV
do it.
Show.
And, is there any way I can be on it?
I'd love to have you on.
Yeah.
I'd love to have
that
you
shit
on.
That shit fascinates me.
It's
I was
great.
I wanted to write a show called Master Debaters where people have to flip sides in their debate.
Yeah. I tell you what, that'd be that'd
You'd be
a,
great at that.
That'd be a great show.
Yeah,
years
we've done
ago,
it live, yeah.
Years ago, I watched this one with William F. Buckley, that old guy, and they were like having an honest debate about affirmative action, and my mind just like melted.
I heard
about how racist affirmative action is.
I know it's one of those starts like
Here
a good
go
idea.
Again. We're about to start another one. Oh, it's wonderful.
Everything
it's always
starts
great
good.
Intentions,
yeah.
And then the government gets involved, and it all goes to hell in a handbasket. We'd
it's
be
so,
so
true. Same with unions. Same with everything. Same with tenure. Tenure was to not be fired if you had like opinions.
A daring idea.
Right. And now it's literally like, now you just can't be fired and
yeah.
you can just suck.
It's really, really bad. And I'm a union guy. You know, I'm in the Writers Guild and they've done a wonderful thing for me.
They have good health insurance.
It's a great
union. I sold
union.
Two scripts 2 years in a row and I loved my health insurance. And now I no longer can get health insurance because you got to make a certain amount as a writer.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's wonderful that you sold stuff, man. That's great.
Thanks. I had a good run.
That's a great run.
Because everything's changed now, though. It's kind of like what you're doing. And then I'll let you. I know you got to go. But like making your own show, that's what I've been doing lately, too, with like documentary type shit. It's like now the wheels are kind of off the wagon where it's like, remember back in the day, development deals when there was like 15 channels?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, here's tons of cash to write something. Now it's like, here's no money and produce it yourself.
I got into everything. I got into everything a little bit too late. Everything. Like I started a podcast, The Loftus Party podcast. I think I got into podcasting maybe a little bit too late. I did Montreal and had a great show. Had great shows. A
few years too late.
Because they had wasted a bunch. They had wasted like $1 million on some dude. Yeah. And so I got like a if-come development deal where I got all the fun of, I had to write a script, you know, and like, but I was under Fox's wing. Like,
yeah.
But like 3 years ago, that would have been like $500,000 or something.
Totally.
Would have been crazy. Like I did this Taco Bell commercial right after I moved out here. But like there had just been there had recently been a strike and they had renegotiated commercials. I did this commercial for Taco Bell. It ended up cut. They cut it into like 6 different spots. It just ran forever.
You make a bank.
Oh my gosh. My agent called me and he was like, you're going to be pretty happy. And I'm like, ooh, how happy am I going to be? And he's like, dude, if this would have been before the strike, you'd be buying a house today. And I'm like, oh, like.
Totally.
It was a lot of money, but it wasn't like buy a new house money.
Dude, that's what happened to me with touring, where it's like I had 2 specials, a sitcom for 3 years. I've done Leno 6 fucking times.
Yeah.
I've done Fallon. You still have to just do even more now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, it's like, okay. Because I just want to be able to make a living for my family. I don't really give a fuck about like that.
That's right.
But, you know.
You gotta get home.
You got to get home. But it was awesome hanging with you.
Really good hanging with you, man.
Yeah.
We should do this again.
Anytime. Door's always open.
All righty.
All right,
have
cheers.
A good one.
Peace.
Headphones off.